Blog Talk Radio.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. Through many dangers, toils and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace hath brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Welcome to the Album Table of the Christian Warrior Network, coming to you from beautiful downtown Lorain, Ohio. Tonight's topic for the broadcast is Part 4 of Spiritual Gifts. Tonight we will be reading out of Mark 9, chapter 9, verse 39. John, chapter 2, verses 6 through 11. And Acts, chapter 19, verses 11 through 12.
I think we expanded the last one. Let me see your list, Wayne. As happens when we do our discussions on Fridays, sometimes we realize that we have to do a little more than what was put up. The revised list is Mark chapter 9, verse 38 and 39, John 2, 6 through 11, and Acts 19, 11 through 16. Apologize, I didn't update my list. We updated Wayne's list, but we didn't update our list.
Okay, before we get started with tonight's show, let's go around the oblong table to the crew, let them introduce themselves, and allow them to give their special intentions as we start the show with our prayer.
This is Brother Wayne. Pray for the physical and mentally ill people and the people that are in the hospital. Pray and guide them.
This is Sister Linda. Everyone in the world needs prayer. A lot of different reasons. Some for loss, but relatives, friends, some because they're sick. Some need friends to eat prayer. Pray all you can. Read your Bible. Just share what you want.
This is Brother Rusty. I would like to thank those that have been praying for me. My procedure came out and I was given the results immediately, and I've gotten them all clear, so. For that, I thank you, and I thank
brother AJ. I would like everybody to pray for those who have personal torment in their life, issues they're having a hard time taking care of on their own, and the understanding that we can't do it on our own, that we do need God's help.
There is something else. Wayne, excuse me. AJ, thank you for being my ride yesterday. My procedure required that I have to have someone drive me to and from the procedure, which, in a way, brings up another thing that came to my attention. This is voluntary, what we do, this show. We're not professionals. We're not theologians. We pray for discernment. We discuss this out either the day or the day before or 2 days before. What we know and what we believe, sometimes we say we know when what we mean to say is I believe. And last week, we didn't have the best of shows. And that was due to, one, on my part, my worry, which I know it says leave all your worries to God, but that's very difficult to do. My worry about a medical procedure. And I know that, AJ, you were worried about your son. He hasn't gotten back in touch with you. At that time, he hadn't gotten back in touch with you. You didn't know what was going on. You've been left in the dark for almost a week. And we're not professionals. If we don't give you we try and give you 100% every single week, but if it doesn't come across that way, please excuse us, because we do the best we can. And if we're having a bad day, we're having a bad day.
We do have blockages in our lives.
It's not like this is a professional thing. If we were able to do a professional show, do you think that we'd be doing only a half an hour?
Point is to get that mustard seed out there. And if we can do just a little, then we're making an accomplishment for God.
Or if we can help somebody understand something that they've been wondering about, that part of our job to try to help make them understand it.
Okay, at this time, let us bow our heads in prayer before we start the show. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, pray in the words that our Savior gave us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Now, amen. In the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
I kind of went off there a little bit. I have two little ending versions there. I'm sure God deciphers that for us.
He knows we're not perfect. Although we have Friday.
Okay. First reading will be out of the book of Mark.
Chapter 9, verse 38 and 39. Now John answered him, saying, Teacher, we saw someone who does not follow us casting out demons in your name, and we forbade him, because he does not follow us. But Jesus said, Do not forbid him, for no one who works a miracle in my name can soon afterwards speak evil of me.
And out of the Living Bible, we'll be reading the same. One of his disciples, John told him one day, "Teacher, we saw a man using your name to cast out demons, but we told him not to, for he isn't one of our group." "Don't forbid him," Jesus said, "for no one doing miracles in my name will quickly turn against me."
That thing that basically that if you don't stay by God and stuff, you're gonna talk evil stuff.
Go ahead, Linda.
That tells me that verse tells me that if you believe in God, no matter what denomination you are, you're with God, not against Him. If you believe in either of those miracles in Jesus' name.
Well, that's as long as you believe in Jesus Christ.
That's why I said believe.
It really doesn't matter on denomination.
I know.
It totally matters if you believe and have faith in Jesus Christ. If you try to do things in the name of Jesus Christ and you really don't believe, you might have some problems.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. John chapter 2, verse 6 through 11. "Now there were set there 6 water pots of stone, according to the manner of purification of the Jews, containing 20 or 30 gallons apiece. Jesus said to them, 'Fill the water pots with water.' And they filled them up to the brim. And he said to them, 'Draw some out now and take it to the master of the feast.' And they took it. When the master of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine and did not know where it came from, but the servants knew who had drawn the water knew, the master said to the master of the feast called the bridegroom. And he said to him, 'Every man at the beginning sets out his good wine, and when the guests have well drunk, then the inferior. You have kept the good wine until now.' This beginning of signs Jesus did in Cana of Galilee and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him."
And now out of the Living Bible. 6 stone water pots were standing there. They were used for Jewish ceremonial purposes and held perhaps 20 to 30 gallons each. Then Jesus told the servants to fill them to the brim with water. Then this was done. He said, "Dip some out and take it to the master of ceremonies. When the master of ceremonies tasted the water that was now wine, not knowing where it had come from, though, of course, the servants did, he called the bridegroom over. 'This is wonderful stuff,' he said. 'You're different from most. Usually a host uses the best wine first, and afterwards, when everyone is full and doesn't care, then he brings out the less expensive brand. But you have kept the best for last. This miracle at Cana in Galilee was Jesus' first public demonstration of his heaven-sent power, and his disciples believed that he really was the Messiah."
This was Jesus' first miracle, turning water into wine. He did it so that he has power just like his Father does, our Lord.
He also showed us God will give us the best. It won't always come first.
And sometimes we won't know where it's coming from.
Yep.
That's where we pray for discernment.
chapter 19, verse 11 through 16. Now, God worked unusual miracles by the hands of Paul, so that even handkerchiefs or aprons were brought from his body to the sick, and the disease left them, and the evil spirits went out of them. Then some of the itinerant Jewish exorcists took it upon themselves to call the name of the Lord Jesus over those who had evil spirits, saying, "We exorcise you by the Jesus whom Paul preaches." Also, there were seven sons of Sceva who did so. And the evil spirits answered and said, "Jesus, I know, and Paul, I know, but who are you?" Then the man in whom the evil spirits was, the spirit was, leaped upon them, overpowered them, and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of the house naked and wounded.
And out of the living body. And God gave Paul the power to do unusual miracles, so that even when his handkerchief or parts of his clothing were touched upon sick people, they were healed, and any demons within them came out. A team of itinerant Jews who were traveling from town to town casting out demons plan to experiment by using the name of Lord Jesus. Now, before I go any further, the Jews don't believe in Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I know that.
But they're using the name of Jesus Christ to cast out demons. And they're doing it without faith or belief. The incantation they decided on was this: "I adjure you by Jesus, whom Paul preaches, to come out." Seven sons of, I don't know either one of our pronunciations, or like we said, we're not theologians. Seven sons of Sceva, a Jewish priest, were doing this. But when they tried it on a man possessed by a demon, the demon replied, "I know Jesus, and I know Paul, but who are you?" And he leaped on two of them and beat them up so that they fled out of his house naked and badly injured. Threw that in there to give you an example of what can possibly happen if you're playing with the name of God or Jesus Christ. If you don't have faith and profess to do miracles
or healing,
or heal any type of miracle,
bad things are going to happen to you.
Or pray in the name of Jesus, playing with the name of Jesus and God, you're flirting with problems.
And the Bible tells you that you can only do that for prayer. You have to pray to God and believe, and then you can do all those things. If God grants you.
There was something you wanted to read, Sister Linda?
Yeah. Last Sunday morning, I read a devotion that's about wisdom. I know we talked a couple weeks ago. I should have been able to find it first.
Well,
it worked out
well,
that way.
Sometimes we get things later on.
Yeah. And it says, this is for September 20th, which was last Sunday. It says, "If any of you lack wisdom, ask of God. It giveth to all men liberally and unbridled, not, and it shall be given to you, given to him." That's James 1:5. And then under it says, all preaching should have practical application, for Christianity is the way of life that really works. includes how to make right decisions, and in the long run, you determine what your life will be by your decision. If you, or you can decide for yourself and decide yourself into failure or into success, into mental turmoil or into mental peace, into unhappiness or into happiness. A man remarked to me, let's face it, life goes the way the ball bounces. I don't agree for any such ideas as that at all. There is a deeper reality. We can control the bouncing of the ball of life circumstances and the outcomes as we learn the art of making right decisions. We can do this. How can we do it? Learn it. I repeat, if any of you need wisdom, you ask God. You should ask God, and it shall be, and it will be given to you. Please, really believe that there is an answer to you, and that God will give you the wisdom to find that answer. And you, and people who have become great people, have been those God will guide them through the problems of their life.
That just reminds me that there's a difference between knowledge and wisdom. Knowledge is book learning, and wisdom is street learning the practical applications of either that knowledge or learning how the world works, meaning street, being street smart. We've got quite a few minutes left. Did you learn anything today, Wayne?
Yeah. He just said I learned.
Oh, we're going with the bobblehead.
No. You said knowledge is a bookworm, and wisdom is what you learn on the street and you learn out in the real world. That's what the base was saying, right?
Yeah, more or less.
You said something earlier. Remember what I told you yesterday about the miracle? And about it, I told you you remembered. Good for you.
We're kind of pushing things a little fast today because I knew that it was going to take a little while when I started talking about giving my apology and talking about this not being professional. We do the best we can because we're just human. We have lots of things that interfere with our day-to-day lives. And again, I apologize if we have dead air time, but guess what? There are times when we can only work our hands so fast and get things, get the book, the Bible opened up to the right page, or a separate book that we're using and get that opened up to the right page, or make sure we've got the right computer page so that make sure that the blog talk hasn't kicked us off and we've got to restart. And there are lots of things that try and keep an eye on, keep the show going. Right, AJ?
You got it. And, you know, we've covered this month a lot of spiritual gifts. But as Christians, we haven't really covered all of them.
We haven't covered gifts either. I mean,
there are so many out there. It's like this past week I had a episode with somebody that I've known for 10 years. And this person's really bad attitude came out, and it affected me terribly. And it got to me for days. But, you know, all in God's time and prayer, that forgiveness will be granted. Although you can't change what other people do, I can't. God can't if he's asked to. And that person's got to be willing.
Well, sometimes their attitude brings you down and makes you, it's to their attitude, you know, and that's what you don't want.
And it's a situation where even Jesus Christ walked through villages, tried to preach, tried to give them his wisdom, and he was ignored, shunned, made fun of. And he dusted off his feet and went to the next.
Go ahead, Sister Linda. No, go ahead.
You go ahead.
Like with me, a week ago Friday, I had an incident and bothered me all weekend. It took me to 2 o'clock on Saturday morning or Sunday morning before I got over the anger I felt. I had a lot to deal with this week on top of everything else. And I had to ask God to help me not be so angry. That's what it mostly is. Stupid stuff and get angry at the least little thing. It's not good.
When you said dust it off your feet, AJ, it reminded me that in one of the readings we had, whether it was last month or the month before, there was the phrase, if the city or if the people do not listen to my word that you say, dust off your feet as you leave or before you leave. So that's a paraphrase of the actual reading, but you're saying that reminded me.
Yeah, and there's a little to throw on there. Pray for that person. That does not mean that you're giving up on them, but you cannot waste your time to try to help someone. No.
This is true. Okay, before we leave, anybody want to have anything else to say? Okay, let's go with goodbyes.
Goodbye. God bless everybody.
Keep your head up to the heavens and keep praying.
The only thing I got to say before I say goodbye is I've had to learn over the years, if somebody does something that just God, I just walk away. But then I pray for them. So, bye, everybody.
And birthday.
Right. If you have a birthday request or a birthday announcement, or if you have a prayer request, please send it to info@CelticCrossMinistry.com. Under subject line, put down GWN, which stands for Christian Warrior Network, OTC, Oblong Table Group, BTRS, meaning Blog Talk Radio Show, or, that's it. If you would like to be acknowledged, please let us know who to mention as requesting that birthday or prayer request. For our friends and fellow ministers over in England, ta-ta for now.